Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents
Malik Tillman, 2-0 United States. The United States has moved on to the next round of the World Cup.
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
History began on July 4th, 1776. Everything before that was a mistake.
I can't stop.
Thanks, Ron. Welcome back into The Drive as we continue here. Big day, Team USA advances. And they will play Belgium coming up on Monday. That should be fun. And the Astros off today. Big series with the team with the best record in the American League. And their three best starters this year going in the series. So this should be a fun weekend. And it gets started tomorrow with the second annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon. We're doing that tomorrow. Reggie and I, a couple of years ago, came together and wanted to try to do something to help raise money and work with the Houston Food Bank. And we put it together last year, and that was the first year. And we really didn't know a lot of what we were doing, but with the help of you guys, we raised nearly $30,000, and we are trying to shoot past that, and I know we will. And I know you guys will come through. We've already heard from many people who were wondering if we were going to do this again. We're going to try to do this every single year. And it helped the Houston Food Bank in a major way, right? $1 takes care of three meals, and they are in charge of over a million different people that they help feed here in Houston every day. So we're doing that tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Radiothon. It is open throughout that time, and you can donate. And the kind of cool thing this year is we have several auction items for you, and you can now start the bidding right now. You go to sportsradio610.com. It'll show you instructions right there, clear as day, for the Reggie and Ron Radiothon, and it'll give you auction, take you to the auction page, and you can see as we have several things there for you to be able to bid on, including dinners with all of the shows, Payne and Pendergast, In the Loop, us, Area 45, just like we did last year. And those were, we've heard from the people who participated in that, and obviously we did it ourselves. It seemed to be a really, really good time on all of the shows and the dinner. So we'll do that again this year. And then we have much more on that auction page, as we've got autograph stuff from some of the biggest stars in sports history, including an autograph glove from Mike Tyson that you can bid on. Somebody has already started the bidding on that. An autograph Oilers helmet by Earl Campbell. Andre Johnson, autograph photo of him whooping Courtland Finnegan's ass. Tried to get Courtland to autograph that. He declined, allegedly. But so many things, man. UT stuff, A&M stuff, Astros items that you can bid on, including an autograph of Jose Altuve, Hakeem Olajuwon autograph jersey from him. So there's so many things you can bid on. You can go right now and bid on those to help us raise money for the Houston Food Bank.
And I'm gonna be selfish. I need you out there. If you want to enjoy a good evening with the Drive, not a good evening, a great evening, we are going to be at Oak and Iron. It's a place we've done live broadcasts from before.
Great spot.
Go to their website. It's up on the north side. Go to their website and look. There's a video there that Tyler's checking to see if he can post it and get you a link to it. on our social medias. It is an absolutely tremendous place, whether you're going just for food or you're going to watch a game or to hang out at the bar, for whatever it is. It is an unbelievable place. The night there will be tremendous. They will make it an absolute point to show off for us. And it's a great place. It's going to be a lot of fun. So go to that sportsradio610.com. You can look at all the items. You can bid on any of the items, but I'd greatly appreciate it if you'd bid on that that night with dinner with Tyler, show, and myself.
That's right.
Get it done. Let's ride, baby.
That's right, man. So please, as we said, we are trying to blow past what we did last year, and last year was an amazing experience with you guys. A little 12 hours of radio, baby. Got to pace myself. Yeah, got to pace myself, but I'm in I'm in good shape. All right, Clint. I think obviously the CJ Stroud situation, no matter how you look at it, is kind of the biggest thing and the biggest question right now, which is surprising a couple of years ago that we would say is the biggest question on this team, but it is. And I think with that, for all kinds of reasons, he is facing a ton of pressure. Tyler, I said, let me see what ChatGPT thinks about C.J. Stroud. I just said, hey, is C.J. Stroud facing a lot of pressure?
It's always fun to see what AI has to say on anything like this.
It came back, fellas. Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud is under intense pressure heading into the 2026 season due to a multi-year statistical decline, high-profile playoff struggles, and a complete standstill in his contract extension.
Wow. There you go.
Negotiations. While his 2023 Offensive Rookie of the Year campaign set historic expectations, a stark cooling off of his production over the past two seasons has turned this upcoming year into a critical, prove-it crossroads season. Said stalled negotiations and playoff turnovers, decline in efficiency are problems as well. So ChatGPT believes that he is under big pressure. And with that, Clint, I think obviously he has a part to play in it, but I also think starting maybe OTAs, probably the offseason right from the bat, definitely starting in training camp. The coaching staff, D'Amico Ryans, who knows him better than anybody on the staff, D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caley, Slepinski, damn it, Jerry. The whole coaching staff that deals with CJ, a big thing for them is going to be how they're able to handle him and the pressure that he's going to have on him, on himself and all around him, especially at training camp all the way to the start of the season. Because he's coming out the blocks, Clint, against Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Dak Prescott in his first four games. Yeah. So there is big pressure for him. I think a critical thing is how they're going to approach it with him.
Yeah, look, a ton of pressure, no doubt about it. I mean, for an organization that constantly preaches it's a new team year to year, we know the 26-27 team here in Houston is going to be quarterbacked by C.J. Stroud. And so it's in everybody's best interest to make sure that C.J. Stroud is the best version of himself, because that ultimately is going to dictate whether this team can get over the hump and get beyond the second round of the playoffs. Y'all can miss me with the defense wins championship stuff. It's important, no doubt about it, but we've seen the last couple of years that if your offense isn't up to snuff, then you're not really going to be competitive for a championship. You're not going to challenge anybody for a championship, right? The floor's been raised high enough to where this team can get into the playoffs year in, year out, win 10 games year in, year out, no question about it. But getting over that hump is going to be heavily dependent on C.J. Stroud, right? And how they you are exactly correct. This is who you're going to battle with in the 26-27 season. It's in your best interest to do everything you can to get him back to the rookie year confidence level, the rookie year playing free, the rookie year success that he was having. Find that C.J. Stroud, and it starts now. The big part of this with C.J. Stroud this season is to understand that it starts right now. This isn't a middle of training camp. This isn't a last preseason game of the year. This isn't a week of game one. This is a right now situation. I got a handful of things here, Ron, and how this staff needs to approach C.J. Stroud on multiple fronts, right? I'm giving you the secret sauce here. This isn't rocket science, man. Here's the deal. Physically, do not touch his mechanics. I've heard random comments about his mechanics. His mechanics are not a problem. C.J. Stroud, as he is, can spin it with anybody out there. Mechanics are not a problem for C.J. Stroud. Everything you do, all the reps that you get C.J. Stroud in the offseason for, you know, technical and mechanical reasons, it's rep to maintain. That's it. All of the offseason work. I don't want to hear about the straight line running with the strength coach, with his personal coach, offseason coach, whatever it is. I don't want to hear about all that crap. I love the guy's name, Clint. He got a great name, but I don't want to hear about C.J. Stroud's speed and things of that nature. We're going to do quarterback things. He already does them all well. Rep to maintain. Good game, rep to maintain. Bad game, rep to maintain. You got a great clean pocket, you keep repping. If you're getting a hell beat out of you, you keep repping. It doesn't change based off of that week's play or last year's play, right? So leave his mechanics alone, rep to maintain. Number two, the messaging that's going into his head. Stop talking about turnovers. Stop talking about staying ahead of the chains. Stop talking about all the conservative things that everybody over there offensively believes in. Stop talking about the turnovers in the playoffs and the risk that he took playing the quarterback position in the playoffs. The messaging is extremely important. C.J. Stroud is going into year four. C.J. Stroud has been in this organization with a defensive-minded head coach and Nick Caserio. If he doesn't understand how important it is, generally speaking, or how important it is to this organization for the quarterback to protect the football and for the quarterback to play efficient and stay ahead of the chains, and for the quarterback to protect himself and communicate. If he doesn't understand those things, then he's not the guy. He's the hardest-headed quarterback we've ever seen. Everybody in Houston understands that the Houston Texans offensively are going to emphasize those things. Stop talking to your quarterback about it. It's not going to do any good. Do everything you can to get him to play free, right, which includes the messaging that you're giving him every day, all right? Everything we do schematically on the offensive side of the football needs to start with simplify. You know the shortcomings of C.J. Stroud. Every quarterback has shortcomings. Whoever's responsible for the quarterback over there, Nick Caley, you mentioned Szczepanski, D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, you know his shortcomings. You know what he struggles with. You know what his strengths and weaknesses are. Play to those strengths. Everything you do offensively at this point in time should start with simplify. What does he do well? And the majority of what we do is going to be that, right? I think you should simplify your protections, right? I think you should simplify your protections. It's not hard to simplify protections. You don't go into a game with 42 different protections. Go in with 20 and have easy calls. If they're A-gap pressures, hey, we're going to squeeze it. We're going to leave the widest guy unblocked. And CJ, you got to find an answer, right? The worst thing that I've seen in 3 years with C.J. Stroud when it comes to obviously the offensive line play has not been great, the turnover to offense coordinator has not been great, the injuries have been bad. But when you look at the quarterback play, the most disturbing thing, Ron, is when he snaps the football versus pressure, there's a high percentage of time where he doesn't know where the pressure is coming from. There is a huge difference in me snapping the ball knowing that everybody's not blocked, but I know number 55 coming off the end is who I got to beat. That's not ideal, but it's not a problem. I can fix that, right? When I snap the football and I don't know if it's the safety that's in the A-gap or the edge rusher to my left, I don't know which one of those guys is coming free because the play clock got us and now we're snapping the ball in a hurry. That's the worst case scenario. It happens too often with this team, or at least it appears to happen too often with C.J. Stroud. So simplify, simplify, simplify. You can do that without just being totally vanilla. You can do that without cutting your offense in half. You can simplify. So that's number three. Number four, I think you got to use the basic weapons in offensive football, Ron, to give your quarterback opportunities to simplify the game. How about you play with some tempo? It's football 101. You play with tempo, the defense can only change so much. The defense can only run so many different coverages and can only vary from what they did the previous play. How about we use that to clear things up for C.J. Stroud? Motions, shifts, we've talked about that. Screen game, all of those things they leave a lot to be desired over here. That would help C.J. Stroud. Last but not least, They should gear every. I think it should be an extreme. All these things should be an extreme, if we're being honest.
Yep.
It should be an extreme, Ron. Everything in training camp this year for the Houston Texans should start with one question. Every period that you put in on the schedule should start with, is this going to make C.J. Stroud better? Is this going to make C.J. Stroud more confident?
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Is this going to make C.J. Stroud more comfortable? That's where it should start. Training camp last year, we're going to go out every day and we're going to prove that we're the best defense in football. We're going to do it against our number ones. We're going to do it all day long. That's what the message was last year. This year, it needs to be CJ's going to get 3 weeks to a month of a clean pocket. CJ's going to see the ball leave his hands and get caught for touchdowns. CJ's going to see answers to every pressure. We're going to get the football out. If we're not, we're going to line up and do it again, right? Like, that should be the priority number one for D'Amico Ryans going into training camp. And hey, talk about it. Tell them about it. We got to get our quarterback comfortable, man.
Yeah. Confidence and trust is huge for C.J. Stroud.
Absolutely.
Going into this.
Non-negotiable, bro.
Gotta be.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.